Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, KMOX at your service. It's the KMOX Auto Show. Now, here's your host, Greg Damon.
About feelings, politics, and government, ethical dilemmas. The girls in the book group talk about details, character development, dieting, and travel, personal revelations, how they got their hair cut, Tom and Patty's marriage, and Sally's romance. But over in the driveway, just before football, the boys are sort of pensive and when we talk. We talk about cars, some about fishing, getting more mileage from a manual transmission, cars, to make the connection.
Welcome, 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 my friends, for another exciting edition of the KMOX Auto Show. That's right, Saturday at your service is here on News Radio 1120 KMOX. All the experts here helping you out today. The auto show is no different, my friends. It is time for audience participation. You want to join us on the program, we're going to have time for open phone lines today. 314-436-7900 or 1-800-925-1120. Those are the phone numbers. My name is Greg Damon. I'm the host of the KMOX Auto Show. Thank you for inviting me into your life today, listening here on the KMOX Auto Show. Now, if you say, hey, guess what, Uncle Greg? I'm a little shy. I don't want to get on. You can always email me. That's kmoxautoguy@gmail.com. kmoxautoguy@gmail.com. I answer each and every email. May take me a little bit to get to you, but I promise I will answer your email. Again, kmoxautoguy@gmail.com. Better yet, join us here on the program, 314-436-7900 or 1-800-925-1120. Couple things that I want to throw out there real quick before we begin the show. Don't forget, last week we kind of started our poll. I want to find out what you think, or I should say, who you think the best shop is here in the greater St. Louis area. I need to know what shop is it, or the name of the shop, and also why you think it is. You can't just send me the name of the shop. You got to tell me why, you know, why this auto repair shop is your favorite. Could be an independent shop, could be a chain, could be a dealer. Doesn't matter to me. You know, you could say, hey, they do everything correctly. I love the guys that work there. It doesn't matter. I just need a reason why. So, again, kmoxautoguy@gmail.com. Email me the name of the shop and also why you think it should be included in our best shop. We're going to run this poll for probably about a month or so, and then we'll start having some folks on talking about their shops and why they do such great work. So that's the poll for today here on the KMOX Auto Show. Brad Choate has hung around here with me, wanted to ask a question. Brad, go ahead.
My son came to me the other night. A friend of his had purchased a car, I think through the internet, actually.
Okay.
And kind of a souped-up model. He's paid quite a bit to get the car and then found out something went wrong and had it taken care of, he thought. And then $1,000 later, he's found out that it's not fixed.
It's not fixed. He had like a running issue or something like that?
Yes.
Or?
So, yeah.
Okay.
You hear about those types of things?
Well, you know, we hear about stuff like this all the time. I mean, folks may have taken it to a couple different shops, three, four, five different shops, can't get it correctly, and then all of a sudden, you know, we're able to take care of that. You know, there's a lot of great technicians out there in the greater St. Louis area, we should say all across the country, and then there's others that, you know, are just kind of what I call parts replacers. You know, they kind of throw parts at it, hoping something sticks and takes care of it. Where you get a good technician and he can actually go in, diagnose what the problem is, and then repair what is needed instead of trying to throw parts at it.
And the shame of it all is, like this gentleman, I guess he's just out his $1,000.
Well, and that could be. But now he may have had multiple problems, too. I just don't want to throw that out there and say, hey, guess what? You know, this guy got, you know, taken for a ride, because that may not, they may not be the not the case. He could have multiple problems with that, especially you buy a car off the internet. You know, Brad, as we always talk here on the KMOX Auto Show, you know, you want to buy a car, take it into your ASE certified technician, let them take a look at it. You know, it may cost you $100 or who knows, but you'll kind of have peace of mind to saying, hey, you know, maybe this isn't the right
before you sign off on the title, right?
Right. You know, I'll tell you a funny story. My uncle bought a car off the internet and had it towed or delivered to him, and when he got there, it was missing the right door. They didn't take a picture of the right side, so, you know.
Wow. People would really do that, yeah.
So, yeah, kind of funny with that. And supposedly the guy told him it must have got stolen on the way there, so kind of funny. But that's just, you know, that's kind of life. I mean, I don't know. I'd be very leery about buying something off the internet that I didn't have checked out. I mean, I shouldn't say that. I'd be very leery about buying anything without having it checked out. So,
file this under School of Hard Knocks. Huh?
Absolutely. And that's, you know, unfortunately, that's the era we live in. You know, it used to be that you'd go make a car deal with somebody, a handshake is good, and you know, the car is good to go. And I'll even throw this in here. Now, I know you live on the east side, Brad, but, you know, in Missouri, it's got to be inspected before you can sell it. That's the law. It's got to be inspected before you can sell it. So not necessarily a running issue, but at least you know it'd be safe.
So it was interesting to hear my son going through the thought process. Well, do you tell the cops? Do you tell, you know, is a small claims court? And I said, well, there's the BBB, you know, that tracks this sort of thing. But I said, you know, chances are there's really probably no recourse for this young man.
Well, so, you know, I say most shop owners out there are you know, fairly honest. I mean, I should say that. I do believe that. I still believe in that. I mean, I'm one of those guys that, you know, I want to make sure that the customer's taken care of and just be upfront. And, you know, there are guys that aren't really like that. I know several of them. But I do still believe that most shop owners today are fairly honest, and if there's an issue, you know, they'll take care of it one way or another.
And we were talking before the show, too. 30 years ago, the cars weren't as sophisticated, and
absolutely,
you could get by with certain things, right? I mean,
absolutely,
your best buddy could repair something that nowadays it's like, take it back to the dealer, take it to a certified technician.
Right. Well, listen, later in the show, we're going to have Greg Mertz on from Lenz Auto Repair. We're going to talk about oil, and, you know, one of the biggest questions I get asked is, should we use synthetic oil or not? But we're going to talk about oil. Not only does it lubricate your car, but all sorts of stuff that it does. And we're going to get his opinion there on the KMOX Auto Show today as well. All right, Brad, thanks for stepping in. Again, folks, KMOX Auto Show, and we're taking our poll. What is the best shop here in the greater St. Louis area? I want to know why, what the name of the shop is. I want to know your opinion on why it is. We're going to start interviewing some shops and letting them tell their story as well here on the KMOX Auto Show. So coming up today here on the KMOX Auto Show, as I said, Greg Mertz from Lenz Auto Repair, he's going to join us. We're going to talk a little about oil. Also, I got some pretty good stories to go on. We're going to take your phone calls as well. What's that number? 314-436-7900 or 1-800-925-1120. Let's go ahead and take our first time out of the hour. We'll come back. Greg Mertz will join us from Lenz Auto Repair. Stick around. You're listening to the KMOX Auto Show, Saturday at your service.
Crank up the motor, and I can turn the wheel. So if you see a pile, and the pile won't go, and there's somebody standing by the side of the road, that'll be me, that'll be me, and my automobile.
Welcome back, my friends, the KMOX Auto Show. 5:17 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. And we're going to talk about oil here on the KMOX Auto Show. You know, my friends, I have been blessed in my career to know some really great technicians throughout my lifetime. I want to bring on the program Greg Mertz. He owns Lenz Auto Repair along with his brothers. He is probably one of the best technicians I've ever met. They also have a newsletter they send out called The Lug Nut. And Greg has written a great article about oil and not only why you should change your oil, but more what it does for your engine. Doesn't only lubricate, does a lot more stuff. Greg, thanks for joining us on the program today.
Hey, Greg, how are you? Thanks for having me. Awesome. I got to tell you, I got to thank you in more ways than one for having me on because you've interrupted a day of honeydews for me. It has been one heck of a day. I feel like I followed the KMOX lineup today. I woke up, worked in the yard with Mike Miller, then I fixed the garage door listening to Scott Mosby. I did take a nap during the investment show, though. All but right. If I had money, I would have listened, probably. And then I'm going to listen to the Blues game all the way down to Marquand, Missouri today. I'm going to go down and try to hear some turkeys gobble in the morning, figure out where those guys are.
There you go.
Got a good buddy of ours. You know him, too, Steve Elking.
Sure.
He owns a small farm down there, and he's been gracious enough to let me go down there and hunt down there. So the weekend's looking up from here on out, I got to tell you.
There you go. All sorts of great stuff tonight on KMOX on your way down there, for sure.
That's excellent. Yep.
All right. Well, I want to talk a little about, obviously, as I said, you guys write a newsletter called The Lug Nut. Mm-hmm. And it's really informative for your customers. But I thought this was one of the best articles that I've read, no matter if it's national or whatever.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Talking about engine oil, because, you know, everybody knows, hey, I need to get my engine oil changed. I need to get that changed. It's been a, you know, it's been a maintenance ever since cars been around. But today, engine oil does a lot more than just lubricate your engine.
Man, it has come a long way, let me tell you. I mean, from the days of, you know, when engines didn't go even 100,000 miles and you had to change weights during the seasons. Now today's cars, I mean, they're so complex, and they're complex for a variety of reasons, but the number one reason is because they need to get that the emissions down, and they need to get fuel economy up to the CARB standards. And to compete with what's coming around the horizon, which everybody knows, are electric cars, fully electric cars. Oil does a number of things now besides just lubricating the main bearings and stuff like that in the engine. Almost every vehicle you see on the road today has variable valve timing, and a lot of them have variable valve lift. And both of those systems are there to increase fuel economy and power across the torque curve. But they all use engine oil to accomplish this goal. And so engine oil, it's not like you can let the car go for extended periods of time without changing that oil, because the technology we're dealing with are very minute mechanical parts that use this oil through really small orifices to do this job of variable valve timing.
Boy, you're absolutely right. And I want to stop you here real quick and talk a little bit about the variable valve timing or the variable valve lift. Many folks out there may not know what this does. Basically, kind of changes the ignition timing or cam timing as you're driving down the road.
Correct, yep. They do this to gain power and to gain fuel economy, and it also reduces emissions. So it does a lot of things to improve a vehicle's performance. But the issue that comes along with this is the oil does a lot more things now, but the manufacturers are extending the recommended oil change interval sometimes up to 12,000 miles, which I know in your mind and in my mind is incomprehensible.
Exactly.
When we open up an engine that gets oil change intervals at that mileage, I mean, you'd have to see it to believe it to see how much damage is done to the engine taking an oil change that long.
Absolutely. And I want to preface this by saying neither Greg or myself, Greg, we're neither engineers, we're not chemists, we're not metallurgists, we're just guys that take cars apart.
Right, exactly. I'm not even close to being an engineer. I'm just speaking from experience for sure. But what we see when, you know, people bring their cars in that haven't maintained their oil change interval, and let me just say, a regular oil change interval, in my mind, for synthetic blend is, and I know you probably agree with this, 3,000, and fully synthetic, 6,000. If you maintain those intervals, you're going to be perfectly fine. And that's, you know, if you did a full synthetic oil change every 3,000 miles, that's, at the high end, you're going to spend $220 a year to change your oil, and that's pretty low considering what that oil does today.
Oh, you are 100% correct. You know, that was another question I was going to ask you, Greg. You know, one of the biggest question I get asked here on the KMOX Auto Show is, should I use synthetic oil or should I not use synthetic oil? I am a huge proponent of using synthetic oil. It does so much good stuff for your vehicle.
Right. Well, it is definitely better than the organic oil that people used to use or the synthetic blend. And the reason it's better is it doesn't break down as quickly as the organic oil. So at a molecular level, it's going to stay together and lubricate and do its job better for a longer period of time. Now, having said that, that doesn't mean it can go, you know, forever. I mean, you still have to maintain that engine oil, no matter what grade of oil you're using, you know.
All sorts of properties inside that engine oil, they're going to break down over time. And I'm going to say it, it's going to develop sludge, and that is the worst enemy to an engine.
That is the number one killer of engines that we see come in the shop. So, you know, multiple times you get a vehicle in, just at about 100,000-mile mark, believe it or not, and if it hasn't been properly maintained on the engine oil interval, I mean, you can have all types of problems develop. I mean, the number one thing that's going to do is turn that nasty check engine light on, which people don't like to see. And most of the time that check engine light's coming on because that variable valve timing system or variable valve lift system can't operate anymore because of those small orifices that it uses to push that fluid through for the hydraulic operation have been clogged up now because of that sludge.
Not only that, that sludge does a lot of other damage as far as getting to where it may even start using oil if it gets up around the components as well, and the oil can't lubricate it, it's going to cause all sorts of havoc.
Right, exactly. And so, I mean, there's an engine in the Honda Odyssey. That's a really popular vehicle, and it's a great engine. And the technology in that engine is tremendous, and they can last forever if you change that oil correctly. But that engine has variable valve timing, but it also has cylinder deactivation. And it's a really complicated system. And guess what? It uses engine oil to operate that system. And if that engine oil interval isn't maintained, you can have all types of problems you don't want to even imagine with that engine.
You're absolutely correct. Greg, can you hang with me a few minutes? I need to do a quick break. I got some more questions I want to ask you. Folks, if you want to join us here on the program, 314-436-7900, 1-800-925-1120. Those are the phone numbers. If you have a question about oil or something, myself or Greg Mertz, he'll answer it here on the KMOX Auto Show today. Greg's going to hang with us a few more minutes, but we got to take a quick time out. We'll be right back. You're listening to Saturday at Your Service here, News Radio 1120, KMOX.
Tack it up, buddy, gonna shut you.
Welcome back, my friends, to the KMOX Auto Show. 5:30 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America, and we are joined on our guest line by Greg Mertz. He's the owner, along with his brothers, of Lenz Auto Repair. He happens to work at the one in beautiful downtown Cottleville. And we're talking about oil, not only what it does for your car as far as lubrication, but, man, it does all sorts of stuff for valve timing, fuel economy, and lower emissions. Greg, thanks for hanging with us today here on the KMOX Auto Show.
Yeah, no problem. Love being here.
So we were kind of talking before about what the oil does as far as variable valve timing, things like that. I also want to throw in there, you know, engines today are, boy, they're just built smaller and more compact, and they run hotter and just got all sorts of accessories hanging off of them, especially
right.
Like turbos. And I got to tell you, I've seen many turbos due to lack of maintenance. That turbo oil feed line gets clogged up. Next thing you know, the turbo doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, big-time problems. And to go along with that, the grade of oil, the thickness of the oil has gotten, it just gets thinner and thinner and thinner. And so many cars, Greg, as you've seen, I mean, they use like a 0W20 engine oil. And when you pour that oil into the vehicle, it looks like you're pouring water in there. It's that thin.
Right.
It's incredible.
I remember when I was quite a younger man when it was like Cairo corn syrup.
Yeah, right. If you had an engine knock, you put heavy weight oil in to take care of it. Those days are long gone, my friend.
Yes, no doubt about that. No doubt about that. One of the things I wanted to bring up, you know, we talk about different engines and things like that. I know some of the GM products, they use those actuators on top of their engines that's got a screen around them, again, oil-fed for the valve timing. And I'm telling you what, you can pull those things out and see all sorts of junk wrapped around that screen.
Right. So one of the things we do here is we take a when people bring their vehicles in now, we have an electronic – everybody uses basically an iPad here, and they take pictures of what they find in the vehicle. I mean, it brings a big surprise to our customers when they actually see – what's going on inside their engine when they pull those components out and see that sludge in there. I mean, it's a rude awakening for a lot of people.
No, absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. You brought up also about the small orifices in cars today, and folks really just don't realize that. You know, hey, Johnny's got a little soccer game. I got to postpone my oil change interval. as we talked about sludge, man, I'll tell you what, sludge gets inside those orifices, and,
right.
and it's gonna, and it's that old adage, you can pay me now or you can pay me later.
That's exactly. I mean, we're, and a lot of times we're talking about an eighth of an inch to a sixteenth of an inch. I mean, that's how small we're dealing with that stuff. And it's to get to achieve what that the hydraulic process they need, you have to have that much pressure supplied by that engine oil to actually, I mean, just imagine you're moving mechanical parts from one position to another using engine oil, and you've got to have the correct pressure. And so many vehicles, you know, it, say a vehicle needs 21 PSI to operate those systems. If you're at 18 PSI, it's not going to operate. You're going to have a drivability issue, and your check engine light's going to come on. And to make those repairs, I mean, it's today it's just ungodly expensive. I mean, we're talking thousands of dollars on an engine, and you know, and it's hard for people to accept that. That's why we want to stress so much. It's so important to change your oil. I would never, ever, ever recommend going over 6,000 miles on any oil change on any vehicle, no matter what the manufacturer. And I think you'd probably agree with that.
I agree 100% with that. And that's only using full synthetic oil, which, again, I'm a big proponent of synthetic oil. I know you are as well.
Right.
I'm telling you, folks, if you could only see some of the pictures and or should say some of the engine stuff, you just take off the valve cover. And sometimes you can't even see the valves because
right.
there's so much sludge buildup.
Many, many times. And you wonder, actually, when we do that and we take them apart, we're thinking, how did it make it this far? You know, it's just, it's incredible.
I also want to throw in there, too, about using a good quality oil filter. Not something that the cheapest oil filter isn't always the best option for your vehicle.
Right, right. And, you know, and people kind of get accustomed to that. I mean, I don't have money to spend on vehicle repairs. I mean, no one wants to spend money on a vehicle unless you're putting like a stereo in it or something, right? You don't get any enjoyment out of it. But to go into an auto parts store, and if, you know, a lot of people do it themselves, that's great. Get a good quality filter and get a good quality type of engine oil. It just, for the extra $5 that it might cost you, it just saves you so many headaches down the road.
I know some of the four-cylinder oil filters from the manufacturer actually have a check valve in there to hold some sort of residual pressure
right.
inside the engine so you don't hear that rattle in the morning when you start it up.
When you start it up, that's right. That's exactly right, because everybody's going back to timing chains now. A lot of vehicles, you know, in the 80s and 90s to save weight, and it was the ease of manufacturing, I would guess, they went to a timing belt system. Well, those have faded, and everybody's back to timing chains because of the variable valve timing and the valve lift. And so it's just even more important to maintain that engine oil, because now you have even extra added mechanical components that have to get lubricated by that engine oil.
Absolutely. And you've kind of touched on the different weights of oil, and I was going to bring that up as well, that 0W20, super, super thin, super, super slick.
And it looks like water, doesn't it, Greg?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what most manufacturers are going to right out of the factory.
Right. But what's on the amazing side of that, I mean, you think of all the stuff that oil does, those engines last for 200,000 miles
right.
on engine oil that looks like water. I mean, back in the day, that wasn't the case, you know?
Right. You got that can of straight 30 weight and poured right in there.
Right, exactly.
With some STP.
Right, right. So you can, you know, today's cars are expensive. They're super, super advanced mechanically, but they last a long time, and they do exactly what you want them to do as long as you maintain them.
And
that's
the whole key right there. Would you say, I'm just going to throw this out there, would you say in you know, your professional opinion, obviously you're a guy that's taken apart many, many engines in your lifetime, do you feel the number one factor, I guess, in having to replace your engine or do major engine repair is lack of maintenance for oil?
Absolutely, without a doubt. I mean, and nothing, the second winner is not even close to the lack of maintenance. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you can have the occasional breakdown because of a failed component, but most of the time when you bring a vehicle in that has major engine damage, it's the number one reason is lack of maintenance.
Right. I mean, how many times do we see folks out there that have prolonged their oil changes? You know, you read the sticker and they're 2 or 3 or 4 or 5, 6, 10,000 miles overdue for an oil change.
Right. And you hate to see that. I mean, and then when you drain the oil, there's, you know, on a 6-quart system, there may be 3 quarts of oil in there.
Right.
I mean, it's just, it's mind-boggling. I mean, because everything's got tighter compression ratios today. The engineering is a lot better today. Everything is more compact. You're going to burn a little bit more oil these days. I mean, it's not uncommon to see a vehicle, almost every vehicle out there at 100,000 miles that burns a quart, you know, every 1,000 miles. And it's just not something people train their kids to do anymore, to check their engine oil level or anything like that. It's just it's something that kind of society has gotten away from. When we were growing up, and our dads, that was what our dads taught us to do that. You know, you got to check your engine oil when you get gas.
Yep.
I don't see too many people popping their hood at the gas station.
I've actually heard people say, "Well, I just got an oil change a couple thousand miles ago. I shouldn't have to check my oil." Well,
right. And you know what we tell people, what we recommend to people is that's what we're here for. You know, if you can't do it yourself, it takes 3 seconds, not 3 seconds, 3 minutes for you to stop in and let us pop your hood, check your oil level, fill it up, top you off, and you're on your way. I mean, that's the type of maintenance you need to do as well. You know, and it's in a good repair shop, your repair shop, you need to find a repair shop that will do that for you. Get into a good relationship with them where you can stop by at any time and have them take care of that for you. We do that all day long.
Absolutely. Also, I want to stress, we want to make sure that everybody's ASC certified. Greg, I know you're master ASC certified as well.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
You know, we want to make sure that that folks do that. One other thing that I really want to talk about, and many folks don't even realize this, that there is a different type of oil for European vehicles versus Japanese or American vehicles.
Right, there is. So if you look at the side of an engine oil bottle, there'll be different specifications on there. And if you open up your owner's manual, it will tell you what specification that your vehicle calls for. So you can use anything at that specification or above, all right? And then the European vehicles use a different type of engine oil. To be honest with you, because I'm not an engineer, I can't exactly tell you why that is. But again, it doesn't matter if it's a European or Asian. A lot of the European vehicles say you can go at a higher mileage than 6,000 miles. That might be fine for the first 30,000 miles or something like that. Definitely wouldn't do it any time longer than that. You're asking for trouble.
Nope, I agree more. One thing before we let you go, I want to talk a little about different fluids in the car. Obviously, transmission fluid, same time of deal where the properties are going to break down inside the fluid.
Exactly. So a transmission fluid has a couple of different things. Actually, it's used for the hydraulic circuits within the transmission, but it's also used to cool those components. And a lot of the vehicles today use a fully synthetic transmission fluid, and that's what we use here at Lenz Auto Repair. But again, if you don't maintain that transmission fluid every, 45, 60,000 miles, you should probably get that flushed out as a rule of thumb. Some people like to do it every 30,000 miles, and that's not a bad idea either. But what it does is it ensures that you're going to get the absolute maximum life out of that transmission. And you and I have both seen, when someone brings a vehicle to us that's on a regular maintenance schedule, every 3,000 to 6,000 miles for an oil change, follows their maintenance schedule in their book, because that's what we use, their cars just don't have any problems. They just don't.
Yeah, absolutely. My friend Lee's got a 2008 Ranger that's got almost 200,000 miles on it, never has had any major work done to it.
Right, and that guy, I guarantee, has maintained his vehicle the way his owner's manual has said. It's just that simple. But like you said earlier, everybody's got a busy life now. Everybody's doing so much stuff.
Right.
That's why you need to find a good independent, or I say independent repair shop, because I believe independent repair shops take care of you in a more familiar way. But you need to find a good shop that you can stop in at any time, even on your way to work or, way home to work, get your tires filled up, get your oil topped off, whatever it is. Your shop, the shop you're going to, should provide you that opportunity to come in at any time without an appointment to get that stuff done.
Nope, I couldn't agree more. Greg, I got a couple of folks on hold here. You want to take some phone calls?
Sure, I'd love to.
Let's go ahead and take some phone calls. How about we talk to Jerry? Hey, Jerry, guess what? You got the pole position today here on the KMOX Auto Show.
Very nice. Thanks for taking my call. My question's pretty simple, I hope. I own a 2008 Corvette. It has 9,000 miles on it. I bought it a couple years ago. I drive probably 1,000 miles a year. How often should I worry about the oil?
Well, I'll tell you my personal opinion, Jerry, and I'll let Greg tell his. My personal opinion is you drive 1,000 miles a year, I would probably get it changed at least twice a year. I would use, obviously, your Corvette's going to use fully synthetic oil, but I would certainly recommend it getting it changed at least twice a year, whether it's winter, summer, fall, spring, doesn't matter. But you want to make sure you get all the condensation, anything else out while it's been sitting. Greg?
That's right, Jerry. Even though that you don't drive that a lot, you're obviously taking shorter trips in that vehicle. So you're never really getting that engine up to operating temperature for extended periods of time. And when you do that, it's like Greg said, that condensation tends to build up inside that crankcase and settles in there. Probably isn't going to do any major damage, but like we both said, it's the cheapest way to make sure you're not going to have any problems.
Okay, should I do like early spring and then before it gets tucked away for the wintertime, or what's the best?
Yeah, it's either way, whether you bring it out and then do it, or you know, right before you put it away. Either way is fine. I would just do it, like I said, either winter, spring, or winter, summer, spring, fall. Just I'd put it on a schedule and get that done that way.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate the phone call. Let's move on. How about we talk to Jim? Hi, Jim. You're up next on the KMOX Auto Show.
Hi, Greg. Thanks for taking the call. First of all, I have to agree with you that Greg Mertz and the rest of the guys at both Lenz Auto locations are the best on the planet. They've been taking care of me for more than 15 years, and they are putting that synthetic oil in there. You kind of touched on my question while I was on hold, and I was just wondering, I've got a 2010 and a 2011 BMW 528 and 328, and I'm wondering, should I expect to get 200,000 miles out of those engines?
Well, I'll tell you, absolutely. If you maintain that vehicle, it's going to be costly, but if you maintain that vehicle, absolutely, you should be able to expect to get that, I would say, virtually out of any car today, as long as you maintain it. And you're still going to have some problems here and there, but I think if you keep your cars maintained, they will last you a good long while. Greg? Greg Mertz? All right. I guess we got lost, Greg. We'll get him back on here in just a few minutes. Jim, does that answer your question?
Sure does. Thanks so much.
All right. I appreciate it, Jim. Thanks so much for the phone call. Folks, it's just that easy here on the KMOX Auto Show. If you want to join us, 314-436-7900, 1-800-925-1120. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back. Stick around. This is the KMOX Auto Show, News Radio 1120, KMOX. Welcome back, my friends, the KMOX Auto Show. 5:48 is your time, heading into the final laps here of the KMOX Auto Show today here on News Radio 1120 KMOX. You want to join us, got some time for open phone lines, 314-436-7900 or 1-800-925-1120. On the program with us, we kind of got lost here just a few seconds ago, but Greg Mertz from Lenz Auto Repair in beautiful downtown Cottleville, also they have one in Overland, is on the phone with us. We've been talking about oil and different systems in your car that runs on oil. Hey, Greg, thanks again for hanging with us today here on the KMOX Auto Show.
Sure, Greg. I got to tell you, the best part about being on this show is listening to your intro music. That's some pretty nice stuff.
Thanks. I got a whole CD case that I bring with me every week. So
I can imagine.
Hey, I wanted to tell you, I think you dropped off, but we spoke to Jim. Uh-huh. He had a couple BMWs and says he brings his vehicles to your guys' shop. And said he really likes everything you guys do, and he couldn't agree more about the oil in his vehicle. So
right, well, you know, he's, you know, when you own a BMW, I mean, most of the people that own BMWs love their cars. I mean, they are what's their saying? The ultimate driving machine.
That's right. Right.
And to treat when you have an ultimate driving machine, you got to take care of it.
Well, and that's his question was would he expect to get 200,000 miles out of his vehicle? And I told him absolutely, as long as you maintain it. Now, you may have some issues crop up here and there, but as long as you maintain your vehicle, and that really goes for just about any car produced today.
Right, exactly. Every car, when you go 200,000 miles in a car, I mean, let's face it, you're gonna put some money into it in maintenance over the years, brakes. You know, wheels, tires, all that stuff.
Right.
You're going to put some money into the vehicle. But they're made to go 200,000 miles. When they roll off the manufacturing line, they're expected to go 200,000 miles.
You know? Absolutely.
People hang down. I mean, just look at it. The trend, I think, Greg, that we see in the trade publications are people holding on to their cars for 10 to 12 years now the average.
Absolutely. I think it's 12 years now is the average is what I was
reading
recently.
So, yes, you should expect – whatever vehicle you're driving, you should expect to get 200,000 miles out of that vehicle.
Nope, you're absolutely correct. Well, Greg, I can't thank you enough for joining us here on the program. I know you want to get moving down to the country.
Yep.
But thank you so much for hanging with us here today. And for folks with more information about Lenz Auto Repair, where can they go?
Well, if you just Google Lenz Auto Repair St. Louis, you'll pull us up. We have two locations, one in Overland. That's our original location. My brothers John and Kim run that location. And then my brother Kim kind of goes back and forth. He's our lead diagnostician that we have. And then we have the Cottleville location in beautiful downtown Cottleville, as you say.
That's right, absolutely.
So we operate two locations. But if you just Google Lenz Auto Repair St. Louis, you'll be able to get to our website and contact us.
All right. Well, Greg, thanks so much for hanging with us today on the KMOX Auto Show. We'll have you back on real soon. Got all sorts of stuff to talk about on cars.
Excellent, Greg. Thanks. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
That's Greg Mertz from Lenz Auto Repair, my friends, hanging with us here on the KMOX Auto Show. We got some folks on hold, so let's go straight to the phones. And how about we talk to Tom? Hi, Tom. You're up next here on the KMOX Auto Show.
Hi, guys. I've got an 03 Chevy Tahoe with, I think, a 5.2 motor in the thing. And it's enjoyed 3,000 mile interval, oil changes, and an AC filter, and all that. And I've kept it that way from the onset. I've got about like 136,000, I think, on it now. It's exhibiting what sounds like a lifter noise for a few seconds when it starts up. When it's cold, it's even worse, but it does clear out. Engine runs smooth, and all the rest of it. I'm looking for maybe a quick answer. If you look online, this seems to be symptomatic of this engine and car.
Well, I can tell you this, Tom. Now, again, I'm just a guy on the radio trying to answer your question, so I'm not diagnosing it for you. Now, this engine kind of has an inherent issue, and I can tell you this because I had a 2001 Chevrolet pickup that used to do the same thing. When you'd start it up cold, I swear you thought the engine was falling out of the truck. It rattled so bad. And then after about 10 seconds or something, it started quieting down and then had no issue with it. And really what happens is it's what's called piston slap inside the engine. And then when it warms up, it kind of expands that piston to the cylinder, and then, it starts to quiet down. This happens when you got, some age on the vehicle, some mileage on the vehicle.
Well, the online chatter says both of those things. One, it could have been a lifter. The other could be a piston slap. In any event, you don't know of any magic oil or additive that one might quiet that down a bit, do you?
Boy, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't, just like we talked about earlier with Greg Mertz, I wouldn't add anything to the oil. That's not going to help it. That's like trying to put a Band-Aid on, doing open heart surgery. So what I would recommend, Tom, is I take it into an ASE-certified technician, leave it overnight with them so they can start it cold, let them hear what's going on. Because if it's something like, piston slap, there's really nothing you can do for it. But if it's a lifter issue, you may have some damage, or you may have some parts that need to be replaced internally in the engine.
Yeah, fortunately, it doesn't exhibit itself for but longer than maybe 15, 20 seconds max.
Sure.
Engine runs great otherwise.
Right.
Okay, I appreciate your time, guys.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks, Tom. Let's move on. How about we talk to Daniel? Hey, Daniel, you're up next on the KMOX Auto Show.
Well, I've got a new dilemma. I bought a 2017 Nissan Leaf, 100% electric car, and just at 2 years, I've got 111,000 plus miles on it.
Wow.
My warranty has expired. I've had nothing go wrong with the car. I mean, I know I need the traditional maintenance because I've driven over 2.5 million miles in the last 46 years. But my question is, are you familiar with the hybrid battery packs on some of the like Priuses and other hybrids? And if so, I'm trying to find locally where I can buy an OBD2 that'll read my SOH on my battery pack. I didn't know, it's really hard to find anybody other than a few certified dealers, but I'm out of warranty now, so I'm looking. If you can give me any information, it would really help me.
So most repair shops, again, we recommend ASE certified shops. Most good repair shops are going to have, there's not a code reader that you're going to have that's going to take those codes. You're going to need to either get a factory scan tool, or some of the higher end scan tools may be able to pull codes out for the hybrid. Most shops today are pretty familiar with hybrids and can work on them and not have any issues with them whatsoever. But you're going to have to find a dealer, or I should say it could be a dealer or an independent repair shop that is going to be able to handle those hybrid vehicles. They're very specialized. There's very specialized way that you have to do that. Also, don't forget, if you have to replace the battery in it, that's going to be hazardous waste. That's going to cost more money as well. So, Daniel, I'd recommend just checking out some of the places that specialize in hybrid car work. Thanks so much for the phone call. Let's talk to Bob. Hey, Bob, guess what? You're up next here on the KMOX Auto Show.
Oh, thanks for taking my call. I have a question. I have a 06 Chevy Impala with a 3.5.
and it has slowly developed a medium oil leak, not a real bad one, maybe a quart between changes, which I do pretty religiously. And my question is there any liquid stop leak or sealer that I could attempt to use without necessarily, you know, damaging the engine?
That's a great question, Bob, and I'll tell you this, absolutely not. Do not put anything in that's going to be a sealer in your engine oil, because you're going to probably end up damaging some other seals or other stuff on there. You're going to have to find out what's leaking on it and get it replaced. Unfortunately, that's the only way to do it. That is my certainly recommendation. I wouldn't recommend putting anything in there for fear of damaging any sort of bearings or even taking the oil and making it too thin where it doesn't lubricate. Folks, that's going to about do it for the KMOX Auto Show here today. Don't forget, though, we got Blues hockey coming up tonight. Here they're taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight. Blues on a roll, my friends. Now, if you didn't get on the program today, you can always email me, KMOXAutoGuy@gmail.com, KMOXAutoGuy@gmail.com. We'll check you out later. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.